Baker and News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Iran are closing in on a one-page memo to end the war. Meantime, President Trump says U.S. blockade of Iranian ports should help persuade the Iranians to comply.
It's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through. In particular, the Iranians, they're not getting anything through one way or the other. So they're out of business. And we'll see whether or not they are agreeing. And if they don't agree, they'll end up agreeing shortly thereafter.
Iran says it is reviewing a new U.S. proposal. U.S. jobless claim applications rose last week but remain at historically low levels despite elevated inflation and other economic headwinds. More on that from Bernie Bennett.
The Labor Department reported Thursday that the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits in the week ending May 2nd rose by 10,000 to 200,000. That's fewer than the 205,000 new applicants analysts surveyed by the data firm FactSet were expecting. The previous week's new claims figure, which was the lowest since 1969, was revised up by 1,000 to 190,000. Weekly filings for unemployment benefits are considered a proxy for U.S. layoffs and are close to a real-time indicator of the health of the job market. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, a defense of the nation's highest court against suggestions of politically motivated bias.
Chief Justice John Roberts insists Supreme Court justices are not what he calls political actors. He says justices make decisions based on the law, not personal policy preferences. He addressed a judicial conference in Pennsylvania this week, quoting Roberts, "People think we're making policy decisions. We're saying we think this is how things should be, as opposed to what the law provides." He says that's not an accurate understanding of how the high court works. Rich Thomason reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 214 points. The NASDAQ is up by about 16. This is SRN News. Britons say they're worried about the decline of Christianity. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds that 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith will have a negative impact on future generations. Only about 20% of respondents say they think the decline will be a good thing for the country. The survey also reveals that nearly 3 out of 5 Britons think Christianity has something to offer the country, either as moral guidance or in practical day-to-day influence. Michael Harrington reporting.
As America prepares to mark its 250th birthday, scholars are highlighting the unique qualities of the Constitution. The Bill of Rights is a centerpiece, and its religious freedom provisions are being celebrated by many. Experts note that while not all of the founding fathers were Christians, most of them also were not deists or anti-religious skeptics. The founders believed in prayer and that God was helping the revolutionary cause. This is SRN News. A two-time Major League Baseball All-Star serving a multi-game suspension after intentionally throwing at an opponent.
Detroit Tigers pitcher Framber Valdez was suspended for 5 games and fined one day after he was ejected for hitting Boston's Trevor Story with a pitch during a 10-2 loss in which he allowed a career-high 10 runs. Valdez was at first banned for 6 games by MLB, which cited him for intentionally throwing a pitch at Story, but the penalty was reduced in an agreement between MLB and the Players Association. He started serving the penalty during Wednesday night's series finale and, barring rainouts, will be eligible to pitch next Wednesday at the New York Mets. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Put away the lawnmower and break out the snow shovels, at least in some parts of the country. A late spring snowstorm swept across Colorado, closing schools, delaying flights, and creating slushy conditions for commuters on Tuesday. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.